Okay, sure. Accessing the door controls. Hey, good news! Elevators are up! And they're down! They're working again, is what I'm saying. And I also found a way for you to get there. There's a vent entrance in the big map room, which should lead you directly back out to the atrium. This might actually work. You'll have to send me the numbers of the walkways you need me to rotate. It's a bit of a hack. Each walkway seems to have multiple stopping positions, so you might have to try a few times.
To help you cross the wastewater sea, I rotate for you walkway 3.
Okay, same one again. And without further kicks, here comes number 6. Number 5, let's get out of here alive!
Stability at 70%.
Please, not now, not when... Yes! Got a location for the evac pod lid blueprint. Just need one for the control unit.
Warning, core stability at 50%.
No, don't do this to... Found it! Evac control unit blueprint is on Melissa Bradwell's computer. Oh, for Pete's sake, how are we supposed to get in there?
Warning, core stability at 15%.
Wait, no, I just need to... Wow, this data core is extremely powerful. It's...
Warning, core stability at 5%.
Okay, I've got what we need.
Warning, core stability at 2%.
The core! Reclaim the core, now! Nice work. Just in time. Anyway, you need to get into the tower and find the evac control unit on Melissa Bradwell's computer. Oh, one sec. During my data search, I came across this image. It kind of looks important. Good luck breaking into Melissa's office. I'll go and fetch the evac pod lid from... the biohazard section. Oh, man. Universe. Amber here, looking for a break to catch.
Connection to guide network reestablished.
Hey, is that you? Are you okay? Please be okay. Look what you've literally stumbled on. Freaking Equus. The whole thing. The same nodes we saw in medical, but so much bigger. This is our chance. We can stop Melissa and her insane surveillance project. We already know how these nodes work from medical. We can shut them down. Okay, we need to power up the system to...